It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
Well, would you settle for a bionic kitty? News of another advance in medicine, this in veterinary medicine involving Vincent. Vincent is a 3-year-old domestic short-haired cat, and he now has something that only a couple dozen animals in the world have, a certain type of titanium alloy prosthetic hind legs. Dr. Mary Sarah Berg is with us. She's a veterinary orthopedic surgeon, director of the Canine Rehabilitation Center at Iowa State University's College of Veterinary Medicine. Joining us now, Dr. Berg, welcome. And you are the creator, actually the implanter of these legs. Before we get to those legs, tell us Vincent's story. I understand someone found a tiny kitten injured?
Yes, that's correct. It's great to be here talking with you this morning about Vincent because he's been a great patient of mine that I've known for about 3 years. He was brought into the Story County Animal Shelter in Iowa when he was just a couple weeks old, and it was obvious that he had a problem at that time. He was missing parts of his hind legs from almost just below the knee down on both sides. And obviously this presented a significant problem for him because he couldn't walk. You know, the legs were not functioning as they normally should, and as he grew, he started to develop sores in the bottoms of those kind of stumps that he was walking on.
Mm-hmm. So he wasn't born without legs. Something had injured him, had cut off his legs.
Well, I don't know exactly, because we don't know his history before he was found. It's possible that something that happened before he was born, like an umbilical cord wrapped around his legs, or something could have amputated them shortly after birth. Unfortunately, that part will have to remain a mystery.
Mm-hmm. So tell us what you did then.
Well, when they first brought Vincent in to see me, I evaluated him, and really, he presented quite a complex problem because affecting both hind legs, simply amputating the bad leg and having him walk on 3 legs wasn't going to be an option. And so it was a pretty long process of determining what would be the best option to allow him to get some mobility and walk and run and do normal cat things. And that involved getting some specialized imaging through x-rays of the legs as well as CT scans to evaluate what bones were there and how big those bones were, and then to develop a plan for him.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, we tried some physical rehabilitation therapy to try to increase the motion in the joints, and even tried putting him in a little kitty or dog cart and see how he liked, you know, walking around in a wheelchair. And as you can probably imagine, cats don't really appreciate wheelchairs very much. So that wasn't a very successful option for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I contacted an implant company that I worked with before to try to develop something that would be unique for Vincent because he has such a unique problem. And what we ultimately did was design an implant that would be inserted into his femur bones, which are the thigh bones, and then traverse his skin, and then you can attach various leg attachments onto posts that come out of his skin. And it's really kind of cutting-edge new technology in veterinary medicine, and it is sometimes used in humans as well for humans that have amputations from trauma or cancer. But again, it's not very well used in animals.
And if you'd like to see Vincent with his new prosthetic legs, we'll have a video on Iowa Public Radio's Facebook page. We'll also have a video on iowapublicradio.org, our website, with this post here. And I thought, I don't know if I want to see a kitty with prosthetic legs. But you look at it, Vincent looks very happy with these legs, doesn't he?
He does, and he is really doing extremely well at this point. Some people might notice that his legs seem kind of short, and they are. We started with legs even shorter than what you see in that video and are working our way into longer and longer legs. But when those don't require additional surgery to change, we can just essentially unscrew them, slide them off the posts, and then slide new ones on.
Mm-hmm.
And so the goal will be to get him even longer legs so he walks with his back, you know, put them more horizontal to the ground like a normal cat would walk.
I guess the question would be also, how soon might Vincent be jumping onto counters to find some unattended cheese or sausage?
I think he'll be doing that really soon.
Really?
The video that you have Yeah, he had just gotten those legs that were a little bit longer, and he almost wants to jump up on things right now. And so it could be, you know, a week, it could be a month. It might be till we get a little bit longer leg on him. I think we'll just have to wait and see. But right now, he's really showing like he wants to do it, so I think it could be any day now.
Where does this, what does this mean for other animals, dogs, for instance, or possibly even for humans? Is this something we can learn from, build on for not just cats?
Yes, absolutely. There is a lot to learn, you know, within cats, dogs, and humans. And in some cases, people have used technology like this in animals as a model for trying to develop new technologies for humans, because they face similar problems. And one of the big problems that animals and humans have with this type of technology is infection. Because we have an implant that's within the bone and also exposed to the external world, you don't always have a great barrier to keep all the normal bacteria out of the bone. And so when that happens, you can have infection, which can be painful, and may also cause loosening of the implant and rejection of the implant. And so using kind of similar technologies and also new technologies, we try to get a better seal around from the skin and soft tissues around the implant that's exposed to the external environment.
Mm-hmm. How is that solved in Vincent's case?
Well, in Vincent's case, we tried to attack that potential problem with some of our implant designs. And we had special coating and surface on the implants to help the skin and soft tissues adhere to it. And also our surgical technique was designed to maximize the soft tissues around the bone itself so we can help get as good of a seal as possible around both the bone and the implant. That said, he's certainly not out of the woods for infection, and we take special care. We spray a silver antimicrobial spray along the post to hopefully decrease the chance of getting an infection in that area.
Do you foresee one day that cats who get into accidents just like people do and lose limbs, it'll be ordinary or fairly ordinary to go to the veterinarian to get a prosthetic leg for your dog or your cat?
Well, I think we're probably a long way off from that. And the first choice is always to try to save the leg whenever possible, because the body's natural limbs are always going to be the best. But I think it's important that people see that there are options for cases where, like Vincent, where saving the leg, the whole leg, is an option, either because it's there or maybe it's had a traumatic amputation. And so I think one of the best things about this case is getting people to realize that they do have options for pets like this.
Okay. Dr. Mary Sarah Berg, veterinary orthopedic surgeon at Iowa State University. Thanks for telling us about Vincent and the promise that his case holds. If you'd like to see Vincent in action with his prosthetic, his titanium alloy prosthetic hind legs, go to iowapublicradio.org or go to our Facebook page. Dr. Mary Sarah Berg, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.